Time now for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Well, the Underwood Eagle Co-Ed Invitational Track Meet was held Friday, and by the end of the day, the Trainer girls and East Mills boys were winners in team scoring. The East Mills boys earned 140 points, edging out Trainer's 138. Underwood had 104, while Fremont Mills finished with 102. Trainer's Nick Paulson won the 800, Trey Castle was victorious in the 1600, and Brett Daly won the 400 hurdles. Trainer also had wins in the 4x200, 4x800, and distance medley relay. On the girls' side of things, Trainer finished with 194 points to Underwood's 128. Fremont Mills racked up 92 points, which was good for third place. Kelsey Hurley took home wins for Trainer in the 200 and high jump, and Taryn Williams leaped to a victory in the 100 hurdles. The Knights also won the 4x100, shuttle hurdle, and sprint medley relays. Trainer's Callie Calfrey won the 400 and long jump, while the Cardinals also won the 4x200. The Houston Texans have selected Iowa tight end C.J. Fedorowicz in the first pick of the third round of the NFL draft. Despite their need at quarterback, the Texans have drafted defensive end Jadeveon Clowney with a number one overall pick and guard Xavier Suafilo in the second round before picking up Fedorowicz in the 65th overall pick. Fedorowicz had 30 receptions for 299 yards and 6 touchdowns last season. Houston re-signed tight end Garrett Graham this offseason, but lost tight end Owen Daniels in free agency. Still ignoring an apparent need for a wide receiver, the Cleveland Browns selected Iowa linebacker Christian Kirksey in the third round of the NFL draft. Kirksey was taken with the number 71 overall pick on Friday night. The 6'1", 233-pound Kirksey is expected to play inside linebacker for Cleveland. He had 105 tackles last season playing outside linebacker for the Hawkeyes. He made 38 starts and played in 49 games in college. Earlier, the Browns selected Nevada offensive tackle Jill Bitonio, at number 35. The Browns lack receiver depth, and there is a report that Pro Bowler Josh Gordon is facing a possible suspension for failing a drug test. There were 7 wide receivers taken in the second round. Cleveland had 4 picks remaining. And the NFL draft did resume Friday following the completion of the first round on Thursday. The Houston Texans opened the second round by choosing UCLA guard Xavier Suafio. As I mentioned, 24 hours after using the first overall pick to get Jadeveon Clowney of South Carolina, and Washington traded the second pick of the round to the Dallas Cowboys, who took Boise State defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence. One pick later, Cleveland added a protector for Johnny Manziel by grabbing guard Joel Bitonio of Nevada, and Oakland grabbed a quarterback in the fourth pick of round two, getting Fresno State's Derek Carr. The Buffalo Bills have thinned their receiving core by sending Stevie Johnson to the San Francisco 49ers for an undisclosed pick next year. The trade comes a day after the Bills drafted Clemson wideout Sammy Watkins with the 4th overall selection, and a month after they picked up Mike Williams from Tampa Bay. Williams had 52 catches for 597 yards in 12 games last season, missing playing time due to injuries and the death of his brother. After spending their first 2 picks on defense, the Kansas City Chiefs may finally turn their attention to helping their offense on the final day of the NFL draft today. The Chiefs selected Auburn pass rusher Dee Ford in the first round Thursday night and Rice defensive back Phillip Gaines in the third round, their lone pick on Friday night. The biggest hole still remaining on the Chiefs roster appears to be at wide receiver, one of the deepest positions in the draft. But the Chiefs also could use depth along the offensive line after losing 3 players who started games last season. Those players were lost to free agency. Kansas has 4 picks today, the final day of the NFL draft. The Philadelphia Eagles are on the clock to start day 3 of the NFL draft after upgrading their pass, rush, and receiving core in the first 3 rounds. The Eagles acquired the first pick, number 101, in today's 4th round from Houston. It's one of 4 picks the Eagles enter the day holding. They also have Houston's 5th round pick, number 141, their 5th rounder, number 162, and 7th rounder, number 237. The defending NFC East champion selected Louisville linebacker Marcus Smith with the 26th overall pick. They took Vanderbilt wide receiver Jordan Matthews in the second round and Oregon wideout Josh Huff in the third round. Philadelphia opened the draft with 6 picks and has added one more following 3 trades. Through the first 2 days of the NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals have addressed some areas of need. They head into the final day today, having found a safety in the first round pick of Deion Buchanan of Washington State and a tight end and second rounder Troy Nicholas of Notre Dame. With their 2 third round picks, the Cardinals chose defensive end Kareem Martin of North Carolina and wide receiver John Brown of Pittsburgh State of Kansas. They have not picked a quarterback, a position they'll someday have to address because 34-year-old Carson Palmer cannot play forever. When asked about that following Friday's selections, Coach Bruce Aaron said he's been doing this for a long time and the quarterbacks available are not better than the three that he has. Also in NFL news, the Oakland Raiders will have 2 fourth-round picks on this, the final day of the draft. The Raiders have added an additional pick for today when they traded 14 spots in the third round in a deal. That gives Oakland the 116th overall pick from Miami to go along with the 7th pick of the 4th round, 107 overall. The Raiders also have 3 7th-round picks as they look to add depth possibility at receiver and the defensive line and secondary. Oakland previously drafted Buffalo Bills' Khalil Mack in the 1st round, Fresno State quarterback Derek Carr in the 2nd round, and Mississippi State guard Gabe Jackson in the 3rd. And finally, in NFL news, the St. Louis Rams will be busy on the final day of the NFL draft with 7 picks remaining. The Rams have 1 pick in the 4th round, 2 in the 6th, and 4 in the 7th today. They traded their 5th-round pick to Buffalo to move up 3 spots and snag Florida State All-American cornerback LaMarcus Joyner. One of the 6th-rounders and 2 of the 7th-rounders are compensatory picks, which cannot be traded. Remaining on the list of needs, perhaps a quarterback to groom as a potential successor to Sam Bradford, and more help at secondary in the offensive line. The Rams addressed shortcomings on both lines in the 1st round, taking offensive tackle Greg Robinson and defensive tackle Aaron Donald. That's a check of sports this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.